You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. I have drawn cards. I've got cards everywhere at the moment. But I have done three cards for the collective. So if you feel like tuning in to one, two, or three, and always remember, if it resonates with you, that's great. If it doesn't, you know, let it go. It might come up for you a little bit later. You know, just see what makes sense, what's for you will be for you, and what isn't won't be. It is for the collective, okay? So it's not for an individual, but it will find you when it's meant to come to you, okay? So if you have tuned into the first card group, the first card that I got was Archangel Haniel, which is this card. And also animals, and the third one was spreading your wings. Okay, so when I'm tuning into these cards, I feel like there's like tuning into like new beginnings. If you are on some kind of a spiritual path or you're learning to do readings, it can also be a time for you to tune in and see who your animal guides are. And if you've resonated or had a deep love for any particular animal, you know, growing up, so whether it was birds or cats or leopards or lions or whatever it might be that you have always been drawn to, you know, maybe you have one of those as an animal spirit. So just kind of like tune in and see how you go. This is also about like growing in your confidence And you know, I got a message from Spirit, just like soar like an eagle. So it's like new beginnings, and there's like animals on all three of these cards as well. Okay, so if you have drawn, if you were drawn to card two, again, this is with another angel, Archangel Zakil, and it's self-acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness, confidence. And this one is about making sacrifices, okay? So initially it's about, like, don't be hard on yourself, okay? If you've, because whatever energy is around you, that's what's going to continue, you know, like, with you. So you want to be constantly lifting yourself up. If you have sort of not trusted your intuition in the past, and you're kind of like maybe beating yourself up about it, you know, Spirit are like, don't worry about that, you know, forgive yourself, let things kind of go, and you know, and just know you're not alone in that. We all do, you know, that kind of thing, and just kind of work on trusting your instincts a little bit more, so that you can get the confidence and get where you need to go when situations present themselves for you. If you were gravitating to the third card pull, it's the first one is this one, which is up from the depths, releasing difficulties, other people, and also stress. Okay. So this is obviously about letting things go and coming out too from a difficult situation where maybe you felt overwhelmed or that you were in over your head, and it's now time you're starting to come out of it, or it's time to now start looking at coming out of all of that. And if you do, you know, need to walk away from certain people, that's okay. Also have a look and see whether there's people that might come. You know, sometimes we can have the silliest conversations and some little bit of enlightenment can come out of it that can be beneficial for any of us, right? So, you know, see whether somebody has something that can help you with this, you know, moving forward. And also, you know, like whatever is stressing you out, you know, like remove things, people out of your life so that you can continue to move ahead with where you need to go with everything. Okay. Now, I don't know if I've got a caller coming up yet, but if you, if you're looking at making any kind of changes in your life, just, you know, see where and have a think about what you need to do to get a better outcome. You know, tune in more to yourself and what it is that you truly want. If you, I'm getting like, I'm being drawn back to, while I'm waiting to see if a caller comes through, I'm also being drawn back to card one and also card two. There are many angels around both of you, if you have picked that. So there's definitely a lot of spiritual guidance around you as well. So tune in to that as well. Okay, I do believe I've got a caller. Jeanette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How can I help you today, Jeanette?
Yes, I just want to know what is... if someone was spiritual guidance that was coming to me or visiting me every night.
You have a spirit coming and visiting you every night? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you feeling about that?
Just like it's been like sometimes I feel like anywhere I go, it's just like my head, it's like it's starting to feel numb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You are quite intuitive and you are quite open to spirit. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you are not protecting yourself properly and your space, you will get like any spirit coming forward and trying to make contact with you. I do feel like you need to learn more about yourself regarding that. There's so much that you need to learn around the spiritual realm and get a better understanding of that. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, makes sense.
Yeah, I do feel like this is an area of work that you could do. And I feel like spirit, whatever spirit's coming up, because I can see it's like a little bit like a revolving door almost, like you get a lot of spirit around you, okay? And I do feel like you could if you tune in on your craft, I do feel like you could get you could do this kind of work. Would you be interested in doing that?
Yes, I was thinking about that. It's just like something like bothering me, and I feel something like behind me, but I can figure it out.
There is a male spirit that comes and he stands behind you, okay? But I see him as being more of an annoying spirit, all right? I don't see him as a past loved one, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, makes sense.
Yeah, because I feel also, like... Please go on, Jeanette.
And also, yeah. And can I ask you a question if there's anything that you see about family matters?
Family? Okay.
Yes.
With your family, I feel like there's been some, have you had some loss around you? I don't know if somebody's passed away or a loss in that you're not seeing somebody anymore. I feel like there's a lot of like stress and kind of anxiety around you as well. I feel like you just need to have like more balance in your life. I don't know if there's any kind of like legal kind of case coming up or anything, but I feel like there's justice is coming around. Does that make sense for you?
Hello?
None of it?
Yes.
None of that made sense for you, Jeanette?
Can you repeat again? It's just like the connection was lost.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I'll go slower. Have you had any loss around you? Let's start with that. Have you had any loss around you or, you know, whether it's a loved one that has passed or just disconnection with family members or friends? Because I see a lot of movement around you, a lot of changes around you. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. Family members. It's my grandmother.
Your grandmother passed away? Okay. Did your grandmother have a sore back? It would have been before she passed? Because she's telling me, she's coming saying, oh, my back hurts, right? Your grandmother... is saying that you need to sort of calm down and settle down a bit right now with your thoughts and also with your emotions, right? And she's saying that I'm getting like happiness and completion of things are coming for you, and there are resolutions and endings to things. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, makes sense.
Okay. Did anyone slip or fall around you, whether it was your grandmother or anybody, you or anybody in your family? Because she's talking about that as well.
Yes, but that's on my husband's side.
Okay, that's all right. She's just making note of that. I'll just see. Did your grandmother promise to keep in touch with you? Because she's saying that she wants you to know that she's always going to keep coming around and keeping in touch with her. And you can tune in to her as well whenever you want. But you need to clear your space there. Use white light and clear your space so that you can get the spirits that you want in to get the messages that you want. But if you want to go into business in this area, you can. Spirit are there to facilitate and help you with all of that.